Hello?
Yes, hello. My name is German. I'm calling from Opinion Research and with a public opinion survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm not going to ask you for donation. I please have just 4 minutes of your time to participate.
What is it regarding?
Regarding businesses in Phoenix and Levine.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. So I'll be really quick. Let me go ahead and proceed to the survey. And English. And I'm not speaking to Cheryl Rogers. No. Okay. First of all, are you currently living in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah, Levine.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel like things are, have gone off the wrong, onto the wrong track?
Neutral.
Neutral, okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. Now, this area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River. So, yeah, you're a male, and what year were you born? Do you mind?
81.
Thank you. Oh, me too. I'm from September. I just had my birthday, September 9th. 1981. Okay, okay. Now, are you anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No, okay. Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander?
White, brother. Caucasian.
Thank you. Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Now, next I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each of these on a scale from 1 to 5. Of course, 1 being would be very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. So the first one would be more dining and entertainment options. 1 to 5.
3.
Okay, thank you. Better street and road maintenance.
4.
Thank you. More parks and recreational opportunities.
4.
Thank you. More good paying jobs.
5.
Thank you. More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
5.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
3.
Thank you. And the last one on this topic is better public transportation options.
3.
Thank you. Okay. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Self-employed.
Thank you. Now, in thinking about the businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ, make this bigger, office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Too many, too few, about the right amount? Or don't?
Corporate professionals? I'd say too few.
Too few? Okay. Thank you. Now, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
About the right amount.
Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each of these, just please tell me yes, a strongly yes, a yes somewhat, no, or don't know. The first one is home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
Question is what again?
So thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. And for each of these, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business.
Oh, if I'd like to see more. Gotcha. Yes. If I'd like to see more. Okay. So for the home goods, yes.
Yes. So somewhat, yes strongly somewhat. Or yes somewhat? Okay. Thank you.
Somewhat, yes.
Now, doctor's offices and hospitals.
Somewhat, yes.
Thank you. Now, restaurant, bars, and entertainment venues.
Neutral.
Okay. Thank you. And grocery stores and supermarkets.
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. And the last one on this is dollar stores and discount chains.
Somewhat, yes.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. So we are about 57% complete. So we're almost done now. In your own words, because I'm going to type this down, what types of stores and businesses would you most like to see in Levine? More of?
That's a good question. I would say affordable grocery, affordable, let's see, affordable grocery, affordable,
retail stores?
Yeah, just general retail, kind of like the Target and
Walmart.
Yeah. Okay. Just retail type things. I'm trying to think of other things that I purchase on a regular basis that I'm having to travel outside of the Levine area to get to.
So I guess, tell me there's not even a Target in Levine. Is that true?
I don't think there's one in the Levine proper. Okay. I think the closest one is at 75th Avenue in Lower Buckeye, which I don't believe is Levine. I think that's considered like Avondale or Goodyear or something just outside of Levine.
Okay.
So that's the one we usually go to.
Gotcha. So more like retail stores like Walmart, Target?
Yeah, like Target, that would have a combination of home goods and everyday essentials like toothpaste,
right,
things like that. And then also affordable grocery. And then also things like, doctor's office, healthcare professional type offices, specialized imaging, things like that. That's not a Simon Med necessarily, but Banner has different outposts. You know, that's not necessarily a hospital, but like imaging centers that are affiliated with Banner, things like that.
With health related. Gotcha. Perfect.
Yeah, health related offices.
Offices. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Thank you. Awesome. So now switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, or a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I'd say it's a fairly big problem, like not the highest, but one step down.
Thank you. And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine, that is to say the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent? Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, or a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I'm not sure if you just need the canned answer, but the issue I think is the availability in the right affordability sector. Like they're only building the expensive stuff. They're not building the stuff in the more affordable areas. So everything they seem to be building is all the really expensive stuff. They're not building anything in the more affordable ranges. So if it's availability, I mean, there is some available, but only if you have a whole lot of money. So it's kind of a different answer depending on how much money you have.
Gotcha. But, I mean, it does focus on basically that are available to buy or rent, meaning like saying it's affordable. So
affordable, no. Then affordable, I would say it's not available. The only thing that's available is the high-end stuff if
you're
rich.
So let me read the question again. So how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? And that is to say the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent currently. Is that a problem right now?
Yeah.
You said that only expensive condominiums and housing.
Right. Only the high-end stuff is available.
Gotcha.
So if you don't have that much money, then it's a problem. But if you do have a lot of money, then I guess you can afford it.
Would you consider it a fairly big problem or a very big problem?
I'd say it's a fairly big problem, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. All right, we're at 64%. Now, still thinking about the residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each of these, please tell me yes or no, or if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. The first one is housing options for seniors. Yes, strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
Yes, strongly.
Strongly, thank you. Single family detached homes.
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums.
Neutral.
Okay. And townhouses or attached homes?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Alrighty. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10, 11 to 20, or more than 20?
Since early 2017, late 2016. So I think that's just over the 5 year mark.
Yeah.
Just about 6 years.
Okie dokie. Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with your friends or family?
My parents own the home, and I reside in my parents' home.
Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you are in favor, strong in favor, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed. The first one is changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or
somewhat
opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Thank you. Now, changing the zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housings like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Somewhat favor.
Thank you. Now, repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Somewhat favor.
Changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. Now, repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Somewhat favor.
Thank you. And the last one on this topic is changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. Okie dokie. Now we are at 91. We're just about finished. Now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed? From college, postgraduate?
Almost completed bachelor's, so like 3-4 years of college.
Beautiful. Thank you. Now, what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right one, the right amount. Less than 25.
Would that be me, or would that be
the entire, your entire household income.
Okay.
So less than 25, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or more than 100?
More than 100.
Okay. Thank you. Now, finally, strictly for verification purposes only, by my supervisor, can I have the spelling of your first name?
Sure, Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W.
H-E-W. Thank you so much, Matthew. Now, it was a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for participating in the survey. You have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bars and entertainment venues.